So let's just jump right into things, shall we? Okay. So last episode, I mentioned how I want to kind of not just uncover, because that's what I've been doing, my OCD-like tendencies and all that comes with them, and the just whoa, wibbity wobbity goop of it all, and the love and the oh, mwah, the kisses that I share for it, because guess what? It is a bad part of my life and it's a good part of my life. But I have to uncover it and learn to appreciate it for the better. I need to learn to appreciate the negative aspects and not just the mindset of the negative aspects. Because the mindset of the negative aspects to me is, okay, I have this thing, I have these things going on in my life. They're taking over a big portion of my life because I have to complete things a certain way in order for my mind to be settled and content. And yet, it's that very contentness that is destroying the value of everyday little joys that other people may experience that I can now not experience because I have to go through this self-torture, if you will. And it's like, for example, like when it comes to like doing things, getting ready, cleaning, hygiene and all that, I have to listen to music, a podcast, what have you. Flowerbed Head Radio Podcast, I wish, but it's too close to home, unfortunately. But like joking aside, it's serious as far as like I have to distract myself, but it's the same distraction that makes things even take longer because it's just it's the way my brain works. If I'm like getting into something or like it's making me think of my own things I'm going through currently or things I have to do, it just prolongs the processes. And because it's prolonging the processes, I now am just extending this torture into a jail life sentence. And it's nuts. But again, if I get rid of this sense of thinking and this monotonous. That's also a thing I do. Side note, I make up words. Goes to show I have too much on my mind, but hey, it's a funny little side thing. But it's just that monotonous thing that I feel okay because I overthink. It's like the rapper NF says. He says it makes him think as though he is OCD, by the way. It makes him think as though he's so profound when he comes up with things and ideas and just thinks things out thoroughly. Because most people these days don't really think, let alone think thoroughly. So it's just, to me, I appreciate that I take the time to really go through things piece by piece and really nitpick what it is that truly is important and truly can be appreciated, even if it is seen as negative or even if it's not seen to its full potential, because people only take face value and input their little pieces of self-perception within what it is. And even with OCD, I know the OCD community is like, it's torturous, and I can't blame you, it is torturous, but it's a beautiful thing and we have to appreciate it. So we have to almost take these negative aspects of our lives, and like I said, and like I'll keep saying, transition them into a period and eventually a life full of happiness, because you took that skill set you had and made it better, or you took that situation that was negative and you transformed it into a positive, which again I'm trying to do. Again, my friend Matt, he helped me just transition over a certain aspect I was doing on my daily hygiene routine, and just from a simple thought, a simple happy place. Everybody's got their happy place, am I right? But just from that, it takes that little sometimes, but sometimes it takes a lot more. And it's just, you have to figure it out, okay? And like right now, as I'm doing this podcast, I'm trying to avoid getting ready for the day, because I know I was even trying to avoid this podcast because I don't know what to say. And I know I repeat myself, but that's just the nature of it, you know? It's a repetitive thing, and this thing I'm doing is repetitive. So although it's such a profound, overwhelming aspect of my life, it's not when you get down to the statistics of it. It's just the same thing over and over again. It's like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. You know what? It's like, what are you going to do? Three times? Nah, not even going to get there because it's been way too many times to count. But that's it, man. And again, I'll just go run down through because I mentioned more the main big aspects of my life from like when I was younger to like the main ones now in the earlier episodes and kind of last episode too, getting into the mind aspect of it all. And the mind, so I just want to run down a couple more things before I kind of like focus in on things to where I want to take this episode. But yeah, so it's like, again, other than like the high socks, bugs when I was little, ketchup bottles, hygiene, bathroom routine, nowadays since I was younger too, over cleaning the aspects, if it's like visual, if insight in mind, out of sight, out of mind kind of thing. But even back then it didn't, because before it was worse, because I couldn't, like, I would get thoughts when I was little, like, say, picturing explicit thoughts of like close people you know or whatever. That's like horrible thoughts you would never want to think about. But then because you tell yourself, don't think about it, don't think about it, little Jason, you do it anyways, and you do even more so. And it's probably because my brain was developing at the time. And just back then too, when I had, even if I was like doing something I thought was a little devious or like a little out there, taboo, I just thought I was the worst person alive, you know? Because again, you're little too, you don't understand the bigger picture. And it can haunt people, it can really bring you down. And things would just leave in my mind, like leave their trace, leave, freaking come with luggage and their whole existence and just park themselves squat in my mind. And it was insanity because these things I didn't want to think about were now just consuming my mind constantly. And it's going back to like that TV, watching TV, watching movies. I have to pause to conceptualize what it is, even though I know what it is, but it's like I have to get a feeling for it and has to be, it's like a literal feeling. It's, I have to, again, that contentness, it's insanity. It's hard to explain. It's just like, it's literally feelings that you would feel without thinking about that are the joys of life, because they're just so natural. They just come. It's like you don't even have to think about, it's like, you know, you're happy because you're happy. Like, you shouldn't, people try to explain happiness, people try to explain sadness. It's hard to do because they're feelings and our mind is so complex and there's different reasons why behind those feelings and all that. So it's like that, but to the extreme sense of you're self-aware, but that self-awareness doesn't make it any easier to explain. And see, there's that. And then like, just to like, when I'm in stressful situations throughout my life, I learned this, it comes out more and more. Like, again, like the twitching, especially, if I had a few ones, a few cold ones, like it gets to the extreme. Again, changing the chemicals in your brain. But too, again, this whole OCD thing has made me, I've always had an addictive personality. I like to overconsume things. It makes me feel happy, content. Again, too, when it comes to more of like things that do stuff to you, yes, it's not, it starts out as like, yes, it's this alter state where it's more relaxed, but at the same time, so you can kind of deal with even the side effects of it increasing the negative aspects that occur through this OCD tendencies. But now it's more like you're just addicted to like the feeling of the doing it and like the flavors and the just the feeling, even if it doesn't do anything. It's like insanity. Like, insanity is it when you keep doing things and expecting a different outcome, but it's never gonna happen. Again, like, you gotta do it. So it's like, but again, it's that mentality I have where it's, I'm expecting a different outcome in my mind, because that's how I'm existing these days. Because if I didn't expect something different, or like, not expect something different, but I'm expecting a feeling and almost convincing myself of that feeling. And yes, I do have that feeling, because that's the power of the mind, like, right? Like, you control how you're feeling as much as you think you don't. You think, oh, it's outside sources. Yes, they have an impact, but at the end of the day, you have to have that strength to really hone in on what it is you are and what it is you're doing and what it is you're processing and all that. Like, you are you. And there's parts of you that you can't control, obviously, but at the end of the day, you gotta suffice somehow, you know? And that's what I'm doing. And it's just, it's crazy to me. So then, yeah, like when I'm getting older and stuff, it's like the more common OCD tendencies, like checking the doorknob a bunch of times, or like, again, I got like, I believe I mentioned this before, I'm not superstitious, but it's just like, you think to yourself, yo, it's like, I think this at a certain time, or if I touch the window dial up one more time, make sure it's locked, you gotta get that certain feeling, and like, you gotta make sure it's that. It's not so much numbers for me, like, maybe sometimes just that relaxing, calming feeling, but like, similar to the counting, not necessarily counting itself, but like, it's just that calm and collective. Again, I see it, I feel it, it's done. That is contentness to me. And again, once I dated my actual girlfriend, like I said before, it just increased. And dating people in general, especially when I thought, I almost tricked myself into thinking things were important. See, like, since I was little, I used to joke about this when I was a kid. I always, like, I had, like, the whole class was my girlfriends, all the girls, because as long as I can remember, I wanted to be in a relationship. I wanted to have romance. I grew up, again, as a, probably mentioned this before too, I grew up as a Disney kid. I was fortunate enough to have that in my life, and just, I have a twin sister, so like, me and her going to Disney and stuff was just like fond memories. So then it's like, I want to be that Prince Charming for like a romantic partner. And it's, again, I want to transfer that closeness I have with a family member and my family in general too, to like a romantic partner, and then some. And but it's because of that, I have everything I've been in, it's like almost I need to be the caretaker. When people that I've been with, it's too much, or there's nothing even relative between us, because it's just so different. It's not a right fit. It's insanity. And it's not even a right lifestyle coexistence. It's something that it's like an impossible battle, but yet you keep fighting for it, and it just makes you worse. And then that's what brought my first breakdown. And that's when I started like even increasing in the OCD tendencies. And just to me too, OCD, again, it's a thought process where all my life, it's like, I have to have this certain, I have to keep going. And then I have to meet these aspects. And because I have to meet these aspects, I overthink things all the time. And it makes me ask people things. And I know it's annoying to some people, and like, it makes people feel like, oh, you're insecure, but it's not. And people should be more accepting of this, because everybody thinks these things, some people more than others, or allow themselves to, at least, because that's not true. That if you don't say, so you say you don't think that, then I don't know, man, something's off. That's less human than to do it, if you ask me. That's less of a, it's more of a woohoo red flag, you know, whatever. But like, you think these things, it's human. But like, I do it to, again, it's like watching a movie, I do it to process, I get it. But it's like, it's worse, because it's like, I made that movie, I didn't meet the expectations that were in my mind. And it's the same with projects and everything, and why I put everything off. And why now too, I even put dating off, and because it's become such a process for me, where it's so exhausting and so tiring. And like, everything I do, why I put off going and getting ready, because it's so exhausting to me. It's, my whole life has become exhausting. And it's funny, because I've outletted during COVID, especially just sleeping. And so to get rid from because I'm so tired all the time, and to get myself away from my own just presence of being awake, I've gone to sleeping. So I'm not only wasting time being awake because I have to meet certain standards, I am now wasting time because I'm sleeping more times that I do the time that I do have free, because I can't take it, because I'm so exhausted. And it's just become a dream. And that's why dreaming too has become so, because dreaming you have so much control over, but at the same time it's like almost OCD doesn't present itself there, because it's almost like the aspects that like give you the chemical punches that really amp you up in life, they become so more fluent when you're dreaming, because it's just like that presence of reality and consciousness is like taking a back seat, and it's just you're just cruising. And it's like the happiness feeling that I wish I had, but I have yet to experience, to be honest with you, yet to experience in life. And it's sad, but it's true. And it's not sad like don't feel bad for me. It's just like, it's interesting, if anything, to me, honestly. It's, again, I respect that. I respect that I can even understand that and comprehend that. It's really, it's an insane curiosity, but it's there. And what am I going to do about it? I don't know. Like, I really need to get help. Again, it sucks. It's not the easiest to get help, no matter where you are. Even the best healthcare, you still, mental health is not really on people's radar for free, or like giving handouts at least, you know what I mean? In the best way possible, because we all need it. But, and again, too, you may think, like, I thought this for a long time, like, no one can understand, and I still do. It's like, if I can't trick myself, how can other people? And it's not about tricking, it's about just being able to cope with it. But it's other people that I worry about, which is the whole leading cause of this. Because it's like, too, going back to the dating, it's like, I didn't do that right. They're going to see under me. They can't see. I want people to see me for the perfect thing that I see myself as. But at the same time, it's like such high standards. And it's these high standards that make me not even enjoy myself. So it's like, do I even see myself? I thought about this the other day. Do I even see myself? Do I even think I'm that great? Or is it just an overextension of like coping with this nonsense of life? But again, I do really appreciate myself and I do love myself. But again, it's that greatness. Again, you think you're so profound. It's that brain mentality. It's all that. And it's insanity to me, but it's a beautiful insanity. And I know I wanted to talk more about understanding, but again, I am not a scientist. I can't really, that's as much as I can grasp and share, because I have a whole book too, probably a little more information on like little things I do. But again, it's not going to buy me or you anything, because I'm just going to be spewing out. It's going to be in different form, but the same thing over and over again. And that's how it is. Okay. Okay. So next steps, we got to get it going. We got to get more people's opinions and voices. I need to hear the negative and not just the positive. I need to experience the positive and not just the negative. Okay. So I'm going to experience with you the positive and the negative that my sister, my twin sister, the princess of Disney herself, Jessica, and how she experiences my day to day and how she feels about it, and just her little take on the matter. Okay. Okay. Whatever that may be, you'll see. And let's just appreciate it for what it is. Appreciate. That's what we need to do. Appreciate everybody's views. Appreciate their values. But we have to see the truth at the end of the day. Okay. Enjoy.
Most of the time, I just accept it. It's not really much you can do about it. Like, it's just Jason. That's just how you are. Other times, I'm like, it's really annoying and I'm really aggravated and I'm like, why can't you just be a normal person? Like, why do you have to be like this? Why are you so obsessed all the time about these little things that are not even real? But like, it hinders us as well as it hinders you. Like, it can really cause issues for us. But most of the time, I'm just like worried about you, because it's like really hindering your life. Like, you take so long to do the smallest thing because you're always cleaning, and it makes me sad. Like, you shouldn't have to live your life that way.
Appreciate it. I really do. And you don't think you're appreciated, but you are, more than you know. And that's it. Like, I appreciate it. We got to take what you gave me, and I got to take what I give you guys, and we got to work this out. We got to work in a cohesive unit. We got to deal with this, because I'm part of the family. You're part of my family. We can do this. Life is life. We got to understand and appreciate that. Okay? Thank you, guys. Thanks, everybody.
When not in notions, have you lost? A monk's unhealthy devotion, all for naught. Your best bet of tissue alone won't do. No worries, I got you. Tune in where I, Jason Swigger, will help you.
Help me?
Yes!
Feel even the slightest bit bigger. Only on Flower Bedhead Radio. Only on CKDJ 107.9. Yes.